I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. This weekend is the 10th annual Brazos Valley World Fest. We spoke with festival coordinator Kim Fox to learn a little bit more about this event.
Brazos Valley World Fest is a nonprofit festival that's organized by the City of College Station and Texas A&M. Our mission is to promote and celebrate the international diversity and heritage of the Brazos Valley, and we do that all year long, but the culmination of all of that is the big event this weekend on November the 4th and also on Saturday, November the 5th. So it's free to attend. All of our activities are free to participate. We do have on Friday night a free concert and dance at the Palace Theater. We're partnering with the First Fridays and the Downtown Bryan Association to have that put on. And Salsa Fusion from Texas A&M is going to be there, and they're going to have free salsa lessons from 7:30 to 8:30. And then at 8:30, the band comes on, and they're going to play till at least 10 o'clock and just have a chance to, you know, test your new salsa moves, as well as just enjoy some really good Tejano and salsa and merengue music that evening.
Okay, great. And then the festivities continue on Saturday.
Yep, and then on Saturday, we get started at 10 a.m. at Wolfpin Creek Park and Amphitheater, and that goes on till 6 p.m. that evening. Our website and our Facebook page are great information sources to get details on the three stages performances that we have going on throughout the day. We're going to have at least 45 different culture displays that are going to be set up around the festival field. And that includes some Texas A&M organizations, some community groups, and then even some groups that come in from around the state to share their culture and their heritage. And it's just a lot of fun. Make sure to get your souvenir passport, and you can walk around the festival field and basically travel around the world in one day.
Why is something like this, do you think, so important to the community and important for people to kind of expand their horizons and really see the other cultures that not only surround us in the world, but surround us right here in our own community?
Well, Brazos Valley World Fest was organized kind of for two reasons. The first is our world has just gotten so much smaller. And, you know, even if we live in Texas and live in Bryan College Station our whole life, we're going to be interacting with people from around the world. And it's just great to be able to have an event like this where you can learn more about them and maybe know who you might be dealing with on a day-to-day basis and just, you know, learn about our similarities as opposed to some of the things that you hear on the news and it's mostly highlighting our differences. And so this is a fun opportunity to be able to do that. And then on the other side, it's just great for our international students that we have at Texas A&M and BLIN here, which is over 6,000 international students attend university here, just to kind of create a welcoming environment for them to feel more comfortable in their home or their temporary home while they're here studying or in doing their research. And so when they go back home, they say that it was such a great experience to be here in Bryan College Station, and they just love the people and love the experience.
And Kim, you mentioned a website. Where can people go to find more information about Brazos Valley World Fest?
Our website is brazosvalleyworldfest.org. And then we also have Facebook and Twitter, and we're always posting things on there. And we love to hear from other people's experiences at the event to be shared on Facebook. So we'd love to have that interaction.
Okay, great. And so people can expect a lot of stuff, performances, demonstrations, dancing, it sounds like. So
yes, cuisine, petting zoo, inflatables. Yes.
Awesome.
So we have a lot going on.
Okay, excellent. Kim, is there anything else you'd like to add? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say that we're also going to have a couple of TV stations set up. So if you need to get out of the house for a while, you'll still be able to watch all the Aggie Game Day activities at the festival as well.
Yeah, very important. Good to add that in there.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Well, this week and a lot of stuff going on, a great time for people to get out. And it might be a little warm, but really other than that, the weather should be okay.
We're really looking forward to that nice warm weather. We've had a few rough weather years, so I think this is just going to be perfect to get out with the family.
Thanks again to Kim Fox for visiting with us today about the Brazos Valley World Fest. More information is online at brazosvalleyworldfest.org, or you can find them on Facebook. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.